KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Working from home, is it the way of the future or a waste of company time and resources? Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer stoked the flames of that debate last week with a new policy outlined in a memo leaked to the tech news site All Things D. The policy essentially bans employees from telecommuting, and it stems from the view that communication and collaboration improve when employees work side by side. UC Davis Business School professor Kim Elsbach studies the impacts of telecommuting on firms and their employees. Professor Elsbach, there are many studies that show employees actually are more productive and are happier when they're allowed to work from home. So why would Yahoo, which is still struggling to turn itself around, decide to take this risk?
Well, I think from my understanding of the reasons, it's really focusing on creative collaboration and innovation. And if you're a small startup, you can kind of understand why people have to be there. If there's five of you, you kind of want to be together because that intense interaction and collaboration you might have might be what helps you come up with the ideas to run your business. And even though Yahoo's a big business, it appears to me like Marissa Meyer is trying to create the sense of this small startup.
From an organizational standpoint, though, a lot of these people were hired under the assumption that they would be able to telecommute from time to time or most of the time. What would this do to morale?
Telecommuting used to be sort of seen as an option or as an alternative and maybe even as a privilege. And now it's sort of seen as a norm and a right. And so it's something you're taking away as opposed to something you're giving. And I can understand why people might feel like they're less productive because it is slower. Working with people, interacting with people, collaborating, working in groups is less efficient, but it tends to lead to better decisions and better ideas. So hopefully over the long run, you'll have more good ideas and less time wasted pursuing worse ones.
So you have some research that was recently published in the MIT Sloan Management Review, and it was basically suggesting that telecommuters have a bit of an uphill battle in some ways in their careers. How so?
Well, it turns out that there's something called FaceTime bias, and it's a very human bias, and what's really insidious about it is it's unconscious. So we unconsciously attribute positive traits like being dependable and reliable, committed and dedicated to people we see more. And we don't even have to really be interacting with them or know what they're doing. Just merely being seen a lot leads us to perceive them more positively. So people who are telecommuting are at a disadvantage. And what it also turns out is they know this. Intuitively, they know that if they're not being seen, they may not be getting credit. So they end up taking a lot of actions to try to make up for that, which means documenting and checking in and calling in and emailing constantly to make sure people know that they're working.
From what you're seeing, where's the pendulum swinging on telecommuting with companies?
I think there's a little bit of a swing back. I think that there, you know, people really liked it, not only because workers liked to have more flexibility at home, but you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, with real estate being so expensive in Silicon Valley, companies didn't want to build more office space. And so having people telecommute, you know, enabled them to not have to build more office space because people were only in a few days a week. I think the pendulum's swinging back the other way. I don't think we'll ever get rid of telecommuting and alternative work arrangements, and I think that's a good thing. But we maybe don't want to go completely to, you know, all telecommuting all the time.
Kim Elsbach, thank you.
Thank you.
Kim Elsbach is a professor of organizational behavior at UC Davis Graduate School of Management. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.